Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Well, praise the Lord. How many of y'all glad to be here today? Just raise your hands and tell God hallelujah. All right. Yes, it's Youth Sunday. And today I just want to teach, because I know the young folk, y'all on lockdown, shut down, quarantine. And I know y'all just wondering, you know, how am I going to make it? What am I going to do? So I'm just going to teach this morning to the young folk. But what I am going to ask is, you know, get a pen and a piece of paper, because I have a few scriptures I just want you to have so you can refer back to them. So, you know, pull out you know how y'all are. You don't have pen and paper, just pull out your cell phone, open up your notes, you know, you can type it, you could talk it. But I just want to make sure you have these things. First, what I want us to do, because this is the one that's going to really set the stage for what I'm going to talk about. If everyone could please grab your Bibles and go with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And I'll be speaking from the King James Version of the Bible, but I'm going to use this as the basis of what I want to talk to the young people about today. Romans 12, verse 2, and the word of the Lord reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." I want to start out with this scripture here, Romans 12 and 2. Don't be conformed with this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, young people, I know you in lockdown, in quarantine, and you're just going stir crazy. I know you're bored in the house and in the house bored. And I'm gonna leave it right there, because I don't like all them lyrics to that song. But y'all bored in the house and in the house bored. Some of y'all understand what I'm talking about. Yeah, I got a little amen over there. And so you wonder, what is it that I can do during this time? So I won't be bored in the house and in the house bored. You see, the first thing it's gonna require is that you change your thinking. You have to look at the situation a little bit differently. You have to look at things from a different perspective, because you're looking at it now, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't go anywhere, I can't be with my friend, I can't do nothing, I'm in here with mom and daddy and sisters and brothers, oh, they driving me crazy, I just can't. But see, you can't conform to the world and just, as they say, just sit around and make TikTok videos all day long. You gotta get a little deeper. You can't just be doing, you know, Snapchat all day long, because I'm taking you somewhere where you can develop yourself and get better. See, you have to change your thinking and change it from what I can't do to what can I do? And not just what can I do, but see, what can I do for others? See, you got to change your focus. Because see, a lot of times when we bored, you know, the definition says this: I'm feeling impatient because I'm uninterested. You see, what happens is, you notice I say, I'm bored. The focus is on you. See, if you take the focus off yourself and put the focus on other people, you might just not be bored. Because it reminds me of little kids, you know, we say driving in the car, they all ready because they want to get someplace. Say, are we there yet? 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 And it's like right now, quarantine. Is it over yet? Is it over yet? When's it going to be over? Quarantine, when is it going to be over? Is it over yet? Is it over yet? And you're just going stir crazy. But see, that's because the focus is on you. And so now you have to change your perspective and move to a place to where, how can I use this time to help somebody else? And see, I'm an old restaurant guy. You know, my first job was a dishwasher, restaurant. And they used to always say, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean. You know, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean. And I know you say, well, mama done made me clean up everything. The house ain't never looked so good. As always this, and I'm just still bored. Well, if you got time to be bored, you got time to do more. More for others, and more for yourself from a personal and self-development and personal growth perspective. I'm telling you, see, you got to change your mind. See, if you do this, you're going to come out better. You're going to come out ahead of all your peers. You see, if you got time to burn, you got time to learn. And so that's why you got to change your focus. It's all past it ain't that easy. You don't know what it's like. You're an old man. Yeah, I'm old. I'm old. But see, I can relate to being on lockdown. See, because back in my day, you know, I'm 54. I take no, you know, I'm full disclosure. See, I grew up in the 70s and you know, early 80s, and we didn't have all this technology stuff. And see, we used to do our dirt. We used to get in trouble. But when we got in trouble, well, I used to pray. I said, man, please just break out the belt or the switch. That's old school, you know. Please just get me with the belt or the switch. Don't put me on punishment. See, don't put me on punishment. See, y'all don't understand what punishment is like. See, we used to love to go outside. Being in the house, oh my goodness, that was the worst thing ever. And see, we in the house now. See, we locked down, can't go nowhere. And see, for us, being in the house was the worst thing ever. But see, now y'all have games and internet and phones. But I'm gonna give you a perspective of what lockdown would look like for you all now. See, lockdown would be like, you know, you have your phone, but your parents turn off your data plan. And so you can't access the internet. You can't even text message. See, that's what's been on lockdown. And see, now they send you to the room and they just cut off the internet access. You can't do nothing. That's true lockdown. So I understand what it's like. But what another thing I want you to understand is that time goes by quickly. Time goes by quickly. And you say, Pastor, well, why are you talking about all this stuff? Because now I want you to focus about some things. I want to share this with you. If y'all just give me a little bit of time this morning, because I want you all to really understand this. I want to share this poem because we always focus on ourselves and not other people. And we wonder why things didn't get done. Young people, there's two poems. This is the first one I want to share with you. And it's about four people. And I want y'all to write these names of four people down. These four people. Because you're like, I'm locked down. I'm on lockdown and everything. So these four people are called everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. These are four people. Four people. They're called everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. And it goes like this. This is a story about four people named everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. You see, there was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure somebody could do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got mad about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. And so now y'all wonder why I say that. Because who are you? See, you got time to do things that everybody should do, somebody won't do, anybody could do it, but would you be that nobody that did nothing in quarantine to make yourself better and to help others? I just want you to think about it and look at things from a different perspective and change your mind. You say, well, I don't know what I should be doing or what I could be doing. Well, I want you to focus on somebody else. Let's go with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. In the world of Christendom, we always use this one here when we talking about money. Luke 6 and 38. We always, you know, this is one of them offering scriptures. But I want you to look at it from this perspective of being on lockdown and changing your focus. It says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured unto you again. You're saying I'm on lockdown? Take the focus off yourself and give of what you have to somebody else. Well, you say, I can't go outside. I can't do that. But you got to think. See, you got to use that gray matter. See, you got to think, how can I take my situation where I am right now, use my God-given talents and my God-given abilities to give to someone else? To give to someone else. How can I do it? You see, over in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What was that mind? See, Jesus had a mind not for himself, but to help others. He didn't have time to get bored because he was focusing on other people. See, if we take the light off ourselves and focus on other people, we won't have time to get bored. We will be so busy doing things for other people. And you say, Pastor, how can I do this? Go with me to 1 John. 1 John. Chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 and starting at verse 14. You see, I'm in this house. I don't know what to do. I got so much time on my hands. But see, this didn't take God by surprise. He knew. So now I may not know what to do, but I've got my God-given abilities and talents. Look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him. See, y'all raised under some good teaching. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. What is his will is that you fulfill your purpose and your destiny, the thing that he placed in your heart to do. That is God's will. And in verse 15, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. I'm going to break it down to you. You're in the house. You don't know what to do. Ask God. God, how can I use my time and my talents right now to give to others? Because the scripture here is saying, hey, we got the confidence. I got confidence that if I ask him anything, he hears me. And if it's according to his will, he going to give it to me. So you bought in the house, and Lord, how can I not be bored? What is it that you would have for me to do for others? What is it? Over in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, say, whatever your hands find to do, do it. I'm going to break it down to you. Don't wait to be told to do something. Don't wait to be told to do something. I find something to help others. Ask mom, ask dad, what is it that I can do while we're here to make your life easier? And then you got to understand this, that you're not doing it for them. You're not doing it for them. Go with me to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. See, if you do these things, you won't be bored if you focus on other people. Colossians 3, 23 says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." This is going to be something challenging. You got to change your focus. Take your focus off of you and place it on others. Change your mindset, shift your thinking, redirect your thoughts, and redirect your actions, because that's how you will be able to maximize your current situation. See, if you change your thinking and change your mindset, you'll change your current situation. So if you do these things, you won't be bored in the house. And you say, what else can you help me out with? Go with me to Acts chapter 20. The book of Acts chapter 20. And we're going to look at verse 35. Verse 35 says, "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." If you're bored, I'm going to ask you, what are you giving? Or are you thinking just about yourself and your happiness? Are you just thinking about me, myself, and I? See, because if you focus on other people and ask God, what is it that I can do? What is it that I can do to change somebody else's life right now? Because the Bible tells us no matter what state that we're in, we should be content. If I have a lot, I should be content. If I don't have a lot, I should be content. How can I do that? By Christ Jesus. I'm going to ask you right now, young people. You say, well, what could I help somebody do to take my mind off it? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm old. I got this here. Where is it? If I could just keep it with me, I lose it all the time. My wife get on me. This little thing right here, if y'all would just stop laughing at us and start showing us how to use all the tools, tips, techniques, and tricks on these things, you take your mind off your troubles. See, what can I do? Help others learn. Help us learn this technology. Stop laughing. And I know my son, he laughs at me. "Oh, Dad, you just don't know how to do anything." Well, help a brother out. You see, then you won't be bored. Because I'm telling you, if you start teaching some people some stuff and you find out that they ain't grasping this, you ain't going to be bored. And I guarantee you start praying, "Lord, help them open their eyes that they can see. Lord, this thing." See, if you focus on other people. So what can you do on lockdown? And you know, everybody got, you know, people who have their grandma, older people. Help your grandma. Call her. Let me show you something I learned. See, take your mind off of your situation and help some other people. What else can I do? I can do something without having being asked. You know, I get on my son all the time about some things, but I'm going to give him his props. Boy went in there and started cooking dinner. I was like, uh-oh. And mama was happy. It took his mind off his boredom because he was in there. He was cooking. I'm just going, I'm going to tell you, he might get on my lap. He done went and got him an air fryer. Got him some leg quarters, fried him up in there. He ain't had time to be bored because he had to focus on not burning my house down. See, if you take your mind off your troubles and focus in on what you can do to help other people, you won't be bored in the house and in the house bored. You know, just do something like that. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I ate late last night. You know, I try to be modest. But he took a little bit of honey glaze and put on them leg quarters out there. That thing was good. And so now, you know, and I give him his props. So it took his mind off of his situation. And he wasn't bored during that time he was doing it. So what am I saying? Change his thinking. What is it that I can do in the midst of being on lockdown to help me grow? I'm going to throw something else out there. All this technology. You got time to think. What about collaborating with some of your friends with some ideas and concepts? I'm not talking about making another video, but I'm talking about putting something together that can make some of that paper while you got time. See, some ideas and concepts you can do when you come out of quarantine, or some things that you can do while in quarantine. I'm going to give you an example. See, young people, never in all our days that we would think that sewing would be good. You know, people that sewed, that was something by the wayside. People didn't have too many. Because my grandma, she had one of them old Singer sewing machines. And she'd be running and buying patterns and all that kind of stuff, right? But I'm going to make it plain to you. Never in my day. Jokers ran out of masks. And then they come up, a cloth mask would do. Boy, if you could sew right now. You see, people are making money who didn't think about making money, because they're taking a skill that they had. And while I'm right here in the home, I can order me some material. Hey, UPS, FedEx, or delivery. I got my machine. Go on the internet, sell some stuff, put it in a pack. And now I got cha-ching. Uh-oh. Somebody just put some more money in my account. Just an example. See, you can take advantage of your situation. Never would anybody think that they could make a whole lot of money taking some excess cloth and material and making some mask out of cloth. Just something you can think about it. Collaborate with your friends. You won't be bored in the house and in the house bored. Another thing I want to share with you. What skills and talents do you have that God has given you that you can develop and give to the world right now? Think about it. What has God given you right now that you can use to share with the world? Do you have an idea, a concept in a book form that you can write? Even something how to. Everybody looking for something how to. I'm just going to throw you a topic out right now. Put it together. Put it on Amazon. Sell it for like $3.99. I'm going to just give you a title right now. How to get through quarantine. Learn how to not be in the house bored. I guarantee you come up with something right now, put it together by 10, 15 pages, throw it up, put it out there on your Instagram. I guarantee you, I'm just throwing some ideas out there just to get you thinking how not to be bored in the house and in the house bored. You can make videos, everybody watching videos, but see, you got to change your thinking. I'm going to let y'all watch some videos, but I'm going to come out on the other side of this thing real good. So what gifts have you given that God has given you that you can use to share with the world? I guarantee you, if you take a little time and think about it, you won't be bored in the house and in the house bored. Can you sing? Can you make a song? Can you write a poem? Can you do something? What is the talent? And I tell you, I know what mine is. And I know what I'm going to start doing. Praise the Lord. I know what it is. And I'm going to start doing it. And I'm going to share it with the world. And y'all will know when I start doing it, because I'm going to give y'all the email links and the text message links. But I want my young people to start thinking, don't look at this as something bad. Look at it as an opportunity. Look at it as an opportunity to grow. Look at it as an opportunity to do well. I'm going to take you to Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 11. Here the writer is saying, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content. I'm in the house. I'm on lockdown. But as the old folks say, that's all right. That's all right. I'm going to be all right. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed. See, God is instructing you right now. He's telling you, in your current situation, young people, I can be both full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And you say, well, how am I going to get through quarantine? Here it is right here. Verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And that's how you're going to get through quarantine. That's how you're going to get through lockdown, depending on Christ and changing your mind, changing your mindset. You are brilliant. God has given you ideas. God has given you concepts. Use this time right now to cultivate them. But not just for you, but to benefit others. You see, because that's the thing. We go through life. We meet people. We do things. And some people will never see again. And this situation may be a once in a lifetime thing, young people. And we may never see it again. And this time that you have now, you won't be able to reclaim. You won't be able to store it up. But when you look back on it, and you look back on this time, you say, what did I do? What did I gain? How did I become better? But not only that, how did I help somebody else to become better? Because I want to share this poem with you. It's another unknown. It says, I shall not pass this way again. It says, through this toilsome world, alas, once and only once I pass. If a kindness I may show, if a good deed I may do to a suffering fellow man, let me do it while I can. No delay, for it is plain, I shall not pass this way again. This poem is dealing with when you come across people, what can I do for somebody to help them now? Because I might never come back this way again. What can you do right now in the midst of everything that's going on to help your fellow man, to help somebody else, to help your brother, to help your sister, to help a family member right now from where you are? What is it that you can do? Because I guarantee you, if you take your mind off yourself, and have that mind of Christ who was focused on going about healing the sick, raising the dead, laying hands on people, teaching people, instructing them in the way of godliness, in the way of righteousness, you won't have time to do nothing but sleep and get some rest. But this I tell you, you will be fulfilled. So if you're bored in the house and in the house bored, change your mindset, change your focus. Focus on what it is that God has given you to use to benefit others right where you are. And I guarantee you, everything will be all right. And for my little ones, the ones that may not, you know, under 10 and under, parents, I need you to help them out. I know they get on, you know, they always want to help. They always want to do something. They always want, can I do this? Can I do that? Can I do that? Can I do this? And we always, not right now, not right now. I'm telling you. So they won't get on your nerves and they won't be bored in the house and in the house bored. Let them help you. Even if they make a mess, you can teach them how not to make a mess because then they got to clean up their mess. You see what I'm saying? Just let them help out. Let them participate. Let them do some things because this is an opportunity for them to learn and for them to grow. And have them teach you something. Can I get an amen? Can I get a thumbs up? I just wanted to teach today because I asked somebody, you know, I really didn't have anything, but they say, you know, talk to us a little bit about what can we do not to be bored in the house and in the house bored. You can make a few videos every now and again, but take this time to develop yourself and take the focus off of you and put it on somebody else. As Brother Blake said earlier, he was talking about first round draft picks. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God wasn't thinking about himself. He traded a first round draft pick, the best draft pick, Jesus. He traded Jesus for you. He took a first round draft pick, put it on the cross so that he can reconcile us. And as they say in the world of sports, in the draft, he traded a first round draft pick for the last rounder, Mr. Insignificant, as they say in the world of draft. So God thought so much about Mr. Insignificant that he traded Jesus, the first rounder, so that he can reconcile you. He was thinking about somebody else, and he took his mind off of his troubles to think about your troubles. So I ask you to do the same, and I guarantee you, you will come out probably with some more money in your bank account, in your Cash App, and you'll be much happier. Let everybody say amen.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.